When it's said that the kids are smarter than the parents, that's taken as a positive statement. Computers, electronics, things like that. However, the knowledge that some kids possess allows them to hide some very dangerous behavior from their parents. My first guest this week is here with the details about some upcoming programs which will empower the parents with the knowledge that they need so their kids won't fall into the traps of drug addiction and other dangers. Here from the Center for Prevention and Counseling is Anne-Marie Schaefer. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Chris.
And, of course, at centerforprevention.org. Find out more about these programs, all the other activities that the Center for Prevention provides in raising awareness, teaching people of all ages from grade school through parents and grandparents as well. And you have a couple of events coming up this week, Anne-Marie, starting on Thursday the 29th, Shine the Light on Addiction and Recovery. This is they're called community listening forums. This is something under the direction of the National Council on Drug Dependence and Alcoholism of New Jersey. It's happening at the Ridgeway Rehab Services. That's at 93 Stickles Pond Road in Newton. Again, this coming Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m. Give us a little overview of what the goal is of an event, of this event.
Great, Chris. This event is actually one of many that are occurring across the state of New Jersey as well as nationally. These are events designed to help people understand that recovery happens for people. You know, we often see the signs and symptoms of untreated addiction from Hollywood to our local police blotters, but actual people in recovery also have a very strong voice, and this is an event that is aimed at helping people understand that recovery does happen, and many people lead successful lives in recovery. So to help reduce the stigma associated with mental illness and substance use disorders, these events have come really well full circle in New Jersey. And in fact, New Jersey is leading the country in recovery advocacy, which is what this event has been formed around. In Sussex County, there's a Sussex County Recovery Advocacy Group that meets now at the center. And it's been incredibly successful. And actually, we've received quite a few RSVPs for this event already. We're really excited about it.
And if you're listening on the radio and you're not in Sussex County, as Emery said, this is a national event. So in your specific county, if you're listening on the stream in your specific state, there will be similar programs like this. So just look for the National Council. Look for Shine the Light on Addiction and Recovery. Do a Google search on that, and you'll find out more information about the events near you.
And sure, Chris. And nationally, I would say to look up NCADD. That's your National Council on Alcohol and Drug Dependence.
Yes.
The one in New Jersey is NCADDNJ. But actually nationally, yes, you would be able to, or Google Recovery Advocacy, and you will find more information.
And when you do that Google search, too, put in your city or town in the Google search as well, and you'll get the specific organization near you that is presenting and promoting this event similar to this. It must be, again, a sign of the times, but a sign of progress, too, Anne-Marie, because in the governor's State of the State address, he spent a significant amount of time discussing his policies on recovery and treatment rather than imprisonment and punishment of criminals who are doing their bad deeds under the influence of drugs.
Right. It's been known for a while, and I think sometimes systems take time to change, but people that actually require treatment for a substance use disorder, rather than being punitive in those measures and being restorative, is really helping to put people back in the community doing positive things rather than punishing and putting them through prison sentences to actually put them through drug courts, which are very successful in New Jersey. So it does fit right along with that. And this event on Thursday of next week, the 29th, will be very welcoming, and I hope that more people do call. And even if you can't RSVP, please come. There will be food in the beginning, and although if you don't RSVP, we may not have enough, certainly I'm sure there will be enough. So just because someone cannot RSVP, I wouldn't want them not to come.
And to do that, you call 973-383-4787, 973-383-4787. One last question about the Shine Light on Addiction Recovery. It's called a Listening Panel Community Leaders. in different areas, law enforcement, judicial system, faith, and others. People tend not to go to an event like this because they won't feel comfortable contributing. Is this, whoever attends, are they going to be called upon to contribute or share or talk, or is this something where they can just sit, listen, absorb, and learn?
Actually, the second thing you said. And so there will be a listening panel of people that have been invited, like you said, judicial system, faith-based leaders, community leaders, policy-changing people. We have them as our listening panel. The speaking panel will include people in recovery, families in recovery, families with children who are in or out of recovery, as well as a clinician, I believe. So there will be a listening panel, a speaking panel, and the audience. So the audience will be those who are invited, and I'm actually not sure. I believe there is a time for questions and answers at a certain point, so only if they feel comfortable, certainly, they can contribute.
So, again, that's coming up on Thursday, January 29th at the Bridgeway Rehabilitation Services at 93 Stickles Pond Road in Newton from 6 until 8 p.m. And RSVP, you call 973-383-4787. It's 973-383-4787. We're talking with Anne-Marie Schaefer from the Center for Prevention and Counseling, centerforprevention.org on the web, here on Issues and Ideas. And as I said, when you go to the center's website, you see a large variety of activities, and they don't take a breath over there. The very next night, Friday, January 30th at the Jefferson Township High School at 7 p.m., there is an event called Hidden in Plain Sight. And, you know, this might answer people's questions about why they're seeing so many empty Pringles cans on roadsides and on lawns, because, like it or not, kids get imaginative when they want to try to hide drug use from people who don't want them to who they don't want to have them see using drugs.
Sure, that's one way kids can hide things. This is a great event. It is for adults only, for caregivers, parents, anybody working with children or adolescents, to help them understand what might be in a adolescent's room, a teenager's bedroom. So we set up an actual teen bedroom with the bed and dresser and curtains, and so where parents can walk around. Actually, we encourage people at the start of the event to browse the bedroom and look in things and check things out so that you have a good idea of what is there. And then as the event goes on, the staff will go through the bedroom, aligning it to different drug trends that are popular, and so to help parents and others understand exactly where and how youth can hide and might hide things. And it really, again, isn't for punitive, but for hopefully to identify a problem early and get someone help. So I really love this event and everybody that comes. It's an eye-opener, and it's also very, very informative because these are real conversations to have with your children. I believe that this is a way to not just kind of mask it or think the problem will go away. Quite frankly, in today's world, with the drugs that youth have access to through the internet, through local stores even, we do need to be, as parents and caregivers, proactive in helping them understand the dangers. So I'm looking forward to this. This is probably the third one we're having this month, and it's called Hidden in Plain Sight, as you said, and it'll be at Jefferson Township High School.
On Friday the 30th. And that will be at 7 p.m. Last question, we have about 30 seconds here. Do these programs help parents overcome their mistaken belief that they shouldn't be violating their child's space? And we see these parents who try to be more friends and pals than parents. So do these programs, you think, help remind parents about what their true role is in the lives of the children?
We certainly hope so. One of the major defenses that youth do have towards the drug use in today's society are their parents. And it's proven over and over again. The more, oftentimes, the kids we talk to that never did try drugs, they often say it's their parents that had the most influence on them for not using alcohol or other drugs. And the marijuana of today has changed immensely. So that is a whole nother, and e-cigarettes, which is also introducing a generation that has reduced smoking in, we've reduced tobacco smoking, and now this e-cigarette explosion of e-cigarettes is introducing a next generation to a whole nother host of problems. So there's real conversations parents can learn at these events and real ways to talk to children. And I really think that that is our best defense and children's best defense, is to have those parents understand what's going on rather than thinking, oh, we did the same thing when we were kids and they'll go through what we went through. It's an entirely different world out there and drugs have changed immensely. So parents do need to, just as you want them to get good sleep, good eating habits, and get into a good school or have good educational habits, this is another part to parents' repertoire that they really should add.
Again, it's Shine the Light on Addiction and Recovery on Thursday the 29th at the Bridgeway Rehabilitation Services in Newton from 6 until 8 p.m. That's for Sussex County. If you want to find an event near you, that'll be on the same night. It's look up the National Council on Drug Dependence and Alcoholism on Google and put your town or your city next to that, and you'll find the event and the facility and the program near you. Then on the next night, the 30th of January, Friday night, Jefferson Township High School at 7 p.m., hidden in plain sight. Find out more of RSVP. It's 973-383-4787, 973-383-4787, all presented by the Center for Prevention and Counseling. And we've been joined this morning talking about all these programs by Anne-Marie Schaefer. Anne-Marie, thanks so much for being here this morning.
You're very welcome, Chris.